This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign chairman, reportedly was running a covert operation in Washington for Ukraine's ruling political party, attempting to sway American public opinion for the pro-Russian party. He did not register as an agent of a foreign government. He has now resigned from the campaign. The U.S. says it will phase out the use of private prisons to house federal inmates, citing a drop in prisoner count and reports of security problems. Federal Reserve sees progress in creating middle-income jobs, finding that 2.3 million workers were added between 2013 and 2015, making $30,000 to $60,000 per year. Federal judge in California has rejected a proposed settlement between drivers and Uber, saying it was not fair, adequate, and reasonable, and reflected on 0.1% of the potential full value of the case. This throws Uber's contention about the drivers not being employees back in court. Native Americans are protesting construction of a pipeline and have clashed with police and company officials as they have blocked access to a construction site 35 miles south of Mandan, North Dakota. Gawker is closing its doors, but Gawker Media's collective bargaining agreement with the Writers Guild of America East will keep going. Univision, which bought Gawker Media for $135 million, said that it will honor the agreement, which includes a minimum salary of $50,000 and a 3% annual pay increase for 2016 through 18, while retaining 95% of Gawker Media staff. Twitter has suspended 235,000 more accounts over extremism. There is now a travel advisory warning potential mothers of the danger of visiting Miami due to the Zika virus. Investigation on ExxonMobil is focusing less on whether or not it fudged in the past on climate change, but whether it's overstating the values of its holdings of its unextracted reserves. An analysis by the McKinsey Center for U.S. Health System Reform finds that 17% of Americans eligible for an Affordable Care Act plan may have only one insurer to choose next year, including Alabama, Alaska, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Wyoming, with large sections of other states, including Florida, Utah, and Missouri, with only one carrier. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.